We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Friday, February 6th, 2026. Last night at Krannert Center, the Uncorked series featured a performance by the Eric Bruce Band, bringing live music into the lobby space. The band's sound is best described as soulful and upbeat, commonly performing covers of well-known pop songs, such as last night's performance of Sugar by Maroon 5, followed by an original R&B instrumental that highlighted the band's soul-driven style. The vibe was relaxed but still energetic, the kind of performance that didn't turn the space into a dance floor but kept people engaged and listening. Take a listen to the band's soulful instrumental playing underneath the soft buzz of conversation, a snapshot of how the Uncorked performance blended into the Krannert Center lobby last night. It's safe to say Eric Bruce Band delivered a performance that showcased confident musicianship, making it a solid addition to Krannert Center's Uncorked lineup. Ahead of Valentine's Day, in CU this week, Weft 90.1 FM and Gallery Art Bar are teaming up with sponsorship from Zunera for the Cupid Project to have the local community create handmade Valentine's cards. These cards will be presented to elderly residents in local nursing homes on Valentine's Day, and all materials will be provided. To participate, stop by Weft at 113 Market Street in downtown Champaign, Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. Or join Weft at the Gallery Art Bar on Main Street in downtown Urbana Tuesday, February 10th, from 7 to 11 p.m. to create a card. You can also stop by both the Urbana Free Library and the Literary in Champaign until February 11th to drop off cards in their respective collection boxes. Also in local news, with the upcoming deadline for Best of CU voting right around the corner, WPGU News correspondent Gavin Westlake set out to find what the WPGU News Department thinks the best of the best of CU is. Westlake first sat down with Grace Avila, a freshman in LAS, and a staunch advocate for the music scene.
My favorite question is probably best house show venue, just because I have been to a lot of them, just to explore, and I feel like there's a lot of variety there.
But not everyone is only rocking to music. Sean Farnsley, a junior in AHS, was very firm in his beliefs on the buses.
It would have to be the best MTD bus line. Go teal.
Would you like to say more on why you like the teal?
No.
To make sure you don't miss your chance to vote on the Best of CU, which closes Monday, visit dailyalumni.com/vote. Zooming out, as part of the national Give Kids a Smile initiative, Parkland College will be offering a free dental clinic for children tomorrow morning from 8 to 11:30 a.m. Children ages 1 to 17 are eligible to receive free dental exams, cleanings, and fluoride treatments. With no appointments required, families are encouraged to arrive early as services are provided on a first-come basis. In partnership with the Illini District Dental Society, the clinic will offer educational activities focused on oral health. The Parkland College Dental Hygiene Clinic, located at 2400 West Bradley Avenue, hopes to reduce barriers to dental care for those who may lack dental insurance. Finally, at the state level, Attorney General Kwame Raoul's office won the state's first civil hate crime lawsuit. The case refers to Gregory Johnson, a black man, who accused his neighbors of intimidation and disorderly conduct. Johnson's neighbors, Chris and Cheryl Hampton, who are white, allegedly lynched an effigy of Johnson. The Hamptons also displayed swastikas, a Confederate flag, and a racial slur towards Johnson's home, according to court filings. The case was first tried in 2018 and resulted in an amendment to the Illinois Hate Crime Act to allow the Attorney General to file civil lawsuits against residents for hate crimes. After the amendment, the lawsuit was officially filed in 2022 and covered intimidation allegations dating back to 2020. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyalumni.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Madison Magnus, Kelly Sliwa, Gavin Westlake, Faith Routley, and Grace Avila. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.